Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 12, verse 13, verses 16 to 19. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 86. Second reading, taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 26 to 27. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 24 to 43. The theme of our reflection is blossoming in the midst of challenges. Our Lord Jesus has established the Lord's Basileia, his kingdom, here on earth. But for his will of love, mercy, justice, peace, and happiness to be done as it is in heaven, our Lord Jesus reminded us in last week's gospel, in the parable of the sower, that the seed word of God is sown in our hearts from conception to guard us against life's traumas and to instill in us God's will and purpose. Our Lord Jesus goes further to reassure us in today's parables of the wheat and Daniel, the mustard seed, and the woman baking bread, that when God's will, commands, and purpose are planted in our families, communities, and professions, we will blossom amidst the banes of our existence. We will shine in the midst of all our challenges. We will shine. That blossoming victory will come to pass because the Lord's Spirit is also with us to monitor and enhance the growth of God's Word in our lives and actions. Having been sacramentally woven into the Spirit-led tapestry of God's kingdom, we believe and can testify, like St. Paul in today's second reading, that our weaknesses cannot blur our shine in God's house. Yes, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I believe that our weaknesses cannot blur our shine in God's house. For the one who bears the word of God also bears and is accompanied by the Holy Spirit, who secures the manifestations of the blessings of God's kingdom on earth. And so, my brother, my sister, we must learn to cooperate in our prayers and actions with the Holy Spirit, who has assured us that nothing on earth and in the underworld can undo God's compassion and goodness bestowed on us. Yes, they cannot steal what God has given to us, because we are under the umbrella, the shadow of the Almighty, led by the Spirit. And so, my brother, my sister, we must not be afraid to forgive, especially those who do not desire our success in life. In other words, if we have Daniels planted in our lives, families, communities, workplaces, we, as children of God, must learn to wait patiently for the Lord who is willing to help the victim, the Lord who is willing to help the abused, and also the Lord who is willing to save a repentant sinner. Yes, my brother, my sister, we must wait patiently for the Lord's vindication. Even if our faith is as small and powerless as a mustard seed, our patience and cooperation with the Holy Spirit would secure our joy amidst the torments of sadness. Like the yeast that leavens the flour, the gifts of the Holy Spirit inherit in us to help us. And they will propel us, those willing to herald God's kingdom of peace amid conflict. Yes, the gifts of the Holy Spirit will animate those willing to herald God's kingdom, God's commandments of hope amid sorrow. Thus, my brother, my sister, we must be patient in faith so that God's will and kingdom of love, mercy, and joy are established on earth as it is in heaven. The Lord will help us because He is with us. His Word is in us. His Spirit is with us. Let us learn to cooperate with the Holy Spirit to establish, to re-establish, to guard God's kingdom here on earth. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.